Hi there. My name is Barbara Davidson, and I'm a technical manager at the ISB. This podcast is the first in a series of podcasts that we'll be presenting on the lease accounting model that's being developed by the boards. This is going to be an introduction to the lease accounting model, and so it will be at a very high level. If you'd like additional information on the lease accounting model that's being proposed, you can go to the ISB website. Please also note this podcast is a staff summary. So aspects of the model that I describe in this podcast are based on board decisions in the project so far, and they could change. This podcast is being recorded on the 28th of June, 2010. So what am I going to cover in this podcast? Well, I want to discuss why the boards are proposing changes to lease accounting. Specifically, I'd like to talk about what the current accounting is for leases. I'd like to talk about what users look at and why the boards believe that the model needs to be revised. And finally, I'd like to discuss why the boards believe that the model being developed will result in more useful information. Okay, so let's start with the current accounting for leases. As you know, today we have two lease accounting models. We have operating leases and finance leases. However, most of the problems that are associated with the existing requirements relate to the treatment of operating leases in the financial statements of lessees. This is because, under operating lease accounting, there is no asset and liability recorded on the entity's books. They will only record rent expense. By contrast, if an entity follows finance lease accounting, they will record an asset and liability, and this results in depreciation and interest expense. So the current accounting model results in an arbitrary split based on the lease terms, and the different models will result in very different balance sheet and income state items. Okay, so that's the current accounting model. Now, what do users look at? Well, many users see operating leases as a form of leverage, which is why the problems that we have associated with existing requirements are related to operating leases. Because operating lease accounting does not result in an asset and liability being recorded on the books. So therefore, the operating leases don't reflect the lessee's balance sheet leverage or their use of resources. As a result, it's common practice for users to apply a standard multiple to the minimum lease payments so they can estimate the economic assets and liabilities of the lessee. All right, so what are the boards proposing in order to resolve this? Well, the boards also believe that the lease agreement results in an asset and liability, and therefore that all leases should be on the balance sheet. They believe that this will result in more relevant measures of leverage and better reflect the economics of the transaction. In addition, under the model being developed, most leases will result in interest expense and amortization expense. They will not have simply a rent expense number. The boards believe that this proposed model will result in more comparable and useful information for investors about the performance of a company. So, in summary, the boards believe that today's lease accounting can result in very different accounting for similar lease contracts. Specifically, operating leases do not reflect the true leverage or use of that leverage by the lessee. Therefore, operating leases today will result in many users having to adjust the reported numbers to estimate economic assets and liabilities of a company. It is because of this that the boards believe that the accounting model they are developing will provide more useful information on assets and liabilities arising from lease contracts. I would like to note that in future podcasts, we will also discuss lessor accounting. However, in our next podcast, we will go into more detail on the proposed accounting for lessees. Thank you.